Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Components. I'm Ren, product marketer at Heretto and your podcast MC.
I'm Patrick, CEO here at Heretto.
And I'm Jared, lead solutions consultant.
Thanks for joining us on our weekly conversation about componentized and structured content. Hope you enjoy this 15 or so minutes of fun talking about everything from data to innovations in AI.
All right, let's get into it.
So one of the things that I think is really interesting about this book is that most of the book, save my chapter, is really primarily a business book, right? Like, it's not talking in real detail about the technical aspect of this practice. In a lot of ways, it's really talking about the business behavior and the business processes, and then the how this actually unfolds with the people around it as opposed to the hard technology. And most people, when they think content ops, they immediately go to, okay, what's your content management system? What's your CCMS? Who's your content operations specialist? Who's like the person who keeps the tools running, like that kind of thing. And when I was going into the book and then I saw the chapter layout, it was kind of an interesting like wake up for me, being like, that's right. I have to remember that most of this is actually a business problem. So that was an interesting thing that kind of popped out to me.
I don't know if you remember, because this was during the height of the pandemic and we were all Zoomed out and we would have so many Zooms anyway. But when we started thinking about it, the book was going to be written by Sarah, you and me, with a unified voice. So it was not going to be split into chapters. It was not going to be the Patrick chapter and the Sarah chapter and the Carlos chapter. We were going to be writing the whole thing together. And it was going to be precisely a combination of the business need, the how to do it for people, and then the technological aspect of it. And as we started exploring and advancing those drafts, that's when we realized these are different conversations and everybody has something unique to contribute. And that's why you were right. We decided to split it into some sections that tend to be more on the making the business case for this, not just Sarah's chapter, but also, you know, Kevin and Jeff's chapter. And then you have the chapter that with reason and its own purpose closes the book, because it provides that structure of, okay, you've been talking about all of this. How do you do it now? Where is the technology that supports most of these implementations? And when we're almost done, we were about to send the book to the publisher. Rahel and I read it and we say, needs a chapter. I think it's missing a chapter that really talks to the content developers and says, you might not be the content engineer or the super techie person in charge of implementing the tools. You might not be the CEO or the CFO buying the technology or hiring the people. You're the person doing the content. So this is going to guide you on how to take a look at content operations. So that was one of the many elements that made the process slower than it probably should have been. But we decided that it was very necessary to address those audiences that from the first day we wanted to cover: the business side of the house, the technology side of the house, and then the concrete you developing content. What do you need to do to start thinking and embracing content operations?
Yeah, and I mean, I would even go so far as to say, like, the governance chapter is as much about business as many of the other chapters in here. And I think getting to that whole, like, how do we end up setting this up? I do remember those conversations, although I think vaguely at this point in time, it feels like it was a long time ago. But I think getting to the philosophy of this, I do like the fact that this feels like a book that people can pick this chapter and that chapter, the ones that matter right now. Like, I can see a lot of people going in and looking at it and being like, okay, I just need to start with the business case. I'm just going to go read Sarah's chapter. Or I'm struggling to, you know, feel confident in what we're putting out. You know, the idea that things aren't correct, or they're not representing our brand, or they don't meet our standards is keeping me up at night. I'm going to go read the governance chapter. Or the things are falling apart, I'm going to go read the technical chapter, right? So I do think that, you know, thinking back on that was the right decision. And I'm hoping that this creates not only a complete work, but it creates a collection of smaller works that people can choose from when they're having specific problems.
Yeah, I sure hope so. And that was the approach when we started talking about the idea of separating the chapters, because the way that how I met Sarah many years ago is that I invited her to come talk to one of my classes here at Virginia Tech. And we said, wait a minute, what if instead of having us writing as a unified voice, we have chapters that are like guest lectures. If you are in academia, I mean, each chapter is like a guest presentation from an expert. And also if you're in industry, the same concept, applies is, you know, there's a lunch break and you want to have like a Google talk and you want to bring an expert to present a new idea. So that's why we went with this approach of having separate chapters. But obviously, there's this, as soon as you start reading the chapters, you will see that there's a unifying thread that goes on how do I take a content strategy and really apply it to the day-to-day operations of my company, regardless of the size of my company, to produce better content in ways that can be replicated and not in just like, yeah, today I wrote an awesome blog post. Tomorrow, I don't know. So
that you brought up an interesting thing there. One of the things you don't see in any of the chapter titles is content strategy. So can you tell me a little bit about, you know, in your view, you know, how this book sets itself apart from some of the books that are really content strategy focused?
Yeah, I think this book requires, if you're going to really implement what is in this book, it requires that you are comfortable with content strategy or that you already have a content strategy. Because as the way that Rahel talks about it in the book on a couple of chapters, if you're thinking about, let's think about content strategy as being the blueprints for a house. You're going to build a house and you hire this fancy architect and you explain what you want. And then the architect comes with their vision and gives you the plans. And you're like, yes, those are the blueprints of my house. And that's beautiful. Then somebody has to build the house. And that's the technology. And, you know, the workers that are actually going to create the house based on that strategy that the architect, the engineer put together. But nobody tells you. Today, you're going to take out the trash and you push this button and it's going to compact your trash. And then the chute is downstairs and you're going to just take it and somebody will come pick it up. And the hot water is here, but you have to replace the filter every 3 months or so. That's the content operations component that we're talking about. How to take that strategy, how to use the platform that you and your team built or that you bought from a company. But how do you live with it on a daily basis? So that's the operationalization of how do you take those guidelines and put them into practice. So content strategy is actually pretty much all over the book because it permeates the idea that if you got to this point in which you're not a TikToker, you're not a YouTuber making one video a week, but you're churning a lot of content that is probably going to be in a combination of automation and human beings writing, editing, you need to think about, my strategy takes me this far, but if I don't have a plan for implementing and reviewing my strategy, then the work is incomplete. So that's it's like a prerequisite that you know or understand a bit what a content strategy is. And if you don't know, I mean, Rahel does a very good job of explaining that on chapter one of the book.
Yeah, I like to think of content strategy as being kind of like, this is what we're creating. And in some ways, it probably covers why we're creating it too. And then content operations is really how we're doing it. So I think that they live very much in parallel. And you'll see the content strategy thread running through the book in many places. But it's definitely not a content strategy book. I think it is really a totally separate practice. Do you have a thought on, you know, if somebody is getting into this kind of for the first time, you know, would you want them to go and read a bunch about content strategy first, or would you want them to read content operations first? Like, which one do you think would be more valuable?
I mean, it depends. I think if you're really getting into that big level, enterprise content strategy or enterprise content, I will start with probably go find a copy of Christina Halvorsen's book on content strategy, because to this day, I think that's the big mommy of anything that is related to not just the strategy, but operations and work with content that is at a large scale. So once you do that, skim the book, then you can come back to this book that we that we wrote, read Rahel's chapter one, and then pick and choose what is relevant for the type of work that you're doing. Because you're right, there might be different entry points into the book. Some people might go to the table of contents and be like, I want to concentrate on governance. I want to concentrate on localization. But ideally, read chapter one and then jump to any chapter that, that you need. But even if you don't find a copy of Christina Halvorsen's book, Rahel gives an introduction to content strategy that is, I think, good enough for anybody who is at the point in which they're thinking about content operations. I mean, it might be that some people don't know anything because the content ops name is akin to DevOps or other types of ops that are in vogue in industry. So it might be that somebody is looking at this book coming from a developer perspective or a design perspective, and they don't know anything about content at this level. So I think Rahel introduces content strategy well enough in chapter one that people might still be comfortable with reading the other chapters in the book.
All right. So looking down the line a little bit, what's your hope for this book? Where would you like to see this go in the next few years?
Well, the main thing is that this book is not going to make us rich and famous, because I am very grateful that everybody who contributed a chapter to the book agreed to publish it open access. So the book is coming out from Virginia Tech Publishing, and it's going to be free. Anybody in the world can download a copy of the book, and if they want to buy a print copy, they can do so. There will be a link for, you know, buying a print and demand version of the book. But I think that that is the gap that I'm trying to fill. When I wrote The Lightweight Data Book a couple of years ago, I published that with a commercial publisher, and the book is, I don't think it's ridiculously expensive, but it's expensive for many people all over the world who simply cannot afford that. So I would get requests from either people in academia or in industry from countries, particularly in the global south, who will ask me, can you send me a free copy of your book because I don't have the means to buy it, or if I buy it, it's not going to be delivered to the province or state that I live. So that's something that I wanted to accomplish with this book, to have it available for everybody. So then it can develop its own legs in many directions. People who read it start practicing, implementing, discussing it, writing articles about it. And there are some academic programs at the graduate and undergraduate level that I have been in touch with that are waiting and looking forward to having the book as a reading in their classes, so then they can develop new research ideas and collaborations with industry, including the people who are writing chapters for the book. So that's my hope, that it develops legs, not just with us, but with people who read it and people who normally wouldn't have the means to access this type of conversation. So that's what I really appreciate, that the contributors agreed to have this published as open access, and it's going to be free.
That's really lovely. And I agree. I'm really hoping that the access to this book means that a lot of people can access it, and well, that's redundant, that a lot of people can get the value from this book, and that they can, you know, they can improve their overall content systems because of it. So I think that I've kind of asked you everything I wanted to know today. So, you know, thank you so much for coming and being on Components here and introducing this book that's going to be coming out in the very near future, Content Operations. And yeah, we're looking forward to seeing it. And thanks again for being here.
Thank you very much, Patrick. And thank you for writing your chapter and being so patient with all the hoops that we had to jump through in the process of writing and publishing the book.
Absolutely.